Feels so good just sitting here in our studio all by my... Oh, my God! What's up, Trit?
Hello there.
What are you doing here, dude?
I just figured I'd stop by for a little while.
I've only heard whispers of you, and yet here you are.
Yeah, Riley decided to make me show up.
Speaking of Riley, have you seen Mike?
Not today. I don't know where he went.
Yeah, we just... Usually he's here before me.
Sup, sluts!
Oh,
sup, you dirty whores!
Oh, hey, Mike.
Hey.
What have you been up to?
I brought margaritas.
We drink bourbon on this podcast.
And now we drink margaritas.
Margaritas sound terrible.
What do you prefer the sugar or the salt on the rim? I bet you like it salty.
I like half and half, so I get the best of both worlds.
You're so inclusive.
I do half sugar, half salt. Everyone gets mad at me at the bar. They say, that's hard to do. Can you please not? And I said, no, do it, bitch.
You know what? That's your right, queen.
Frozen or on the ice, though?
Oh, my stomach.
Mike, you all right?
Help me.
Too many margaritas.
Help me. You guys, I can feel it inside. Oh, take my hand.
Is this like alien or Spaceballs? Which one is this?
Take my Spaceballs hand.
I got your hand, Mike.
Now I'm transferring this power to you.
Will you stop, Jake? No, I don't like it. No, stop it. Oh. I just woke up and I had the biggest headache.
Why?
It's just, I went out on this date, and it was like, blah, 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 and then I had too many margaritas. You know how I like it, half salty, half sweet.
Every time. Yeah.
And now I'm just, I got jelly belly.
What the fuck is jelly belly?
I've never heard of such thing.
You don't know what jelly belly is?
No. Oh, now I can see it passing over to Trit. I can
Trit,
the power moving.
Just take my hand, Trit. Just take my hand. Oh, you feel that?
Yes.
You feel the jelly belly?
I don't like it, and I'm not very happy that it happened.
As long as you respect yourself, you can respect others.
Trit, your eyebrows have magically groomed themselves.
Well, that's the power of margaritas.
I shaved mine off and tattooed them back on.
That's what all the new kids are doing. I heard it's lit.
Have you ever sucked a big fat dick before?
Welcome to Michael and Jeremy Steal Your Podcast, where a couple of dudes do your podcast better, faster, stronger, and hornier. They talk about dating, sex, yes, butt stuff, oh God, with Jeremy.
I came home and they were both dressed in Catholic schoolgirl punk outfits and they brought me into the room and they both fucked me for 3 days.
Special guest Trit.
Next thing you know, I have her on the hood of her car and the parking lot.
And your host, Michael.
If I ever go walk over to a girl, I'd be like, hello, my name is Michael Riley. I live in the local area. Welcome to Michael and Jeremy Steal Your Podcast, and Trit's here today, too. Hey, Trit.
Hello there.
Hey, how are you today?
Not too bad, and yourself?
I'm doing all right. Jeremy's here. Hey, Jeremy.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hey. And I'm Michael.
Always have been.
I don't feel like I say that enough. I'm Michael.
I never knew you a day that you weren't Michael.
The titular Michael.
Yep.
Well, I will have to refrain from calling you Riley because that's my typical.
You can call me Riley. That's
like
fine.
He's like he's on a football team.
We just work with a lot of similar name people, so it was always easier to go Riley.
Yeah.
In
I guess.
The roofing industry, we gave each other names, so it'd been like, "Come here, tit boy."
when I used to play rugby, they tried that too. They had nicknames for everybody, and the coach was like, "Your last name is Riley, so we're gonna call you Mick."
Because you're Irish.
Right. And I was like, but I feel like my regular name is a better version of what you're trying to do right now.
No, it's so much better. Mickey.
MacGyver.
Yeah. Come on. Mickey from Rocky. Yeah. Come on. So, we got to drive the ball.
So many mix.
So we have stolen a podcast called The Good, The Bad, and The Horrible.
With a W.
But spelt the horny way.
With a W.
And so we are good old horny boys today. So how do we take a horny podcast and make it hornier? That's the issue I was running into.
Well, from what I heard, they just like to go on and on about all the dicks they sucked, right?
Well, I mean, that's a part of it.
The gist of the podcast.
And butts.
How many dicks have you sucked, Mike?
I've sucked zero dicks.
Today or this week?
Zero dicks in my life.
Okay.
I've touched a penis.
Well, you have one, so.
No, someone else's penis.
What was that like? Tell us about that.
I touched it with my finger.
Well, you poked it? Did you, like a doorbell?
I poked it. It was during a sleepover. I was 12 years old.
Oh, God.
It was a truth or dare scenario.
I dare you to poke his nut. You went for the head instead.
Boop.
For the joke, they're like, oh, you have to touch his balls. And you're like, boop. Touched his dick.
Boop. And gave it butterfly. Fly kisses.
Just the tip.
Just the tip. But yes.
They call that a flutter job.
So I have Jeremy here, and I have Trit here, and I have him for good reason. No, the main reason that we needed Trit here today is Jeremy probably couldn't carry the entire team because I do not have a promiscuous background at all.
Very straightforward.
I've been a very monogamous man. And, you know, caring about the thoughts and feelings of the women I'm with.
Well, that's where you go wrong.
Could you imagine just plowing a girl, got her knees behind her head, and you're like, I wonder what she's thinking right now.
I'd prefer her not to know my name in the first place.
Right. Hey, when I lived in Oklahoma, my name was Dylan.
Well, that's your middle name.
And it works out, though.
And I talk like this. Oh, hey, my name's
Hi
Dylan.
Hi there, how you doing?
They ate that. Oh,
racist Clint Eastwood.
My name is Dylan, and I'm here to take your vagina on a ride.
Tell me this, the best thing, though, when you're like out of town and you're using that fake name, or if you're using it, you don't want to know your name at all, is I'm only here for a week.
Yes.
Or this is my last night in town. I'll never be back again.
Classic. I'm from out of state, and this is my last night here.
Yeah.
I've been in loving Florida so much.
It works so well.
60% of the time, it works every time.
Really?
Yeah, because they're like, well, that lowers the chances of my boyfriend ever finding out.
If I ever go walk over to a girl, I'd be like, hello, my name is Michael Riley. I live in the local area.
Would you like to come over and watch Rick and Morty?
Would you like to watch Rick and Morty?
See, you can't do it in the county you live in. Like, you can't go out in a local bar and use that pickup line. You have to go to like the next town over.
Go to Polk County.
A place that you don't typically go on a regular basis, just so there's a lesser chance of ever running it. Because if you go to like a main bar in your town and use that line and then you go there the next weekend and they see you again, they're like, wait a second, I thought you were only in town a week. And then you develop a very bad reputation.
And as a person who's frequent bars and picked up many a bar slut.
Yeah.
They tend to stick around.
Yes.
The bar sluts continue. They didn't just fuck you and go, well, I guess I'm done with bars. They fucked you, and then the next night they went to go fuck somebody else, and they're like, hey.
At the same bar.
Yeah, same bar. They're like, hey, you were here last night. I thought you were out of town. And you're like, I don't know you. My name's Jeff.
My name is Jeff.
Hey, my name's Jeff, and it's my last night in town.
I do have a cousin that his name is Michael, and he does live around here, though. We look very similar. But my name is Jeff.
Except my dick curves to the left. So
if you look at it upside down, it curves the opposite way of his, I promise.
Yeah. So you all have your own. You guys, I mean, it's pretty obvious. We have a recurring theme when it comes to the dating sites that I've been on. To try and find a human connection somewhere.
You keep treating all these real life people like they're robots.
Yes.
I only treat the robots like robots, and then one person.
That is very questionable.
I agree with you, Trit.
No. Nope.
Because I've seen and I've ran your conversations. They pop up on my wife's feed, and she was like, Jeremy, this girl is confused. She thought it was funny and cute, and now she's just confused, and she doesn't know what's going on.
But you want to know what's crazy,
Jeremy?
It could have been the love of your life.
This is what you have to understand. The next day, they will text me, be like, hey, sweetheart, how are you doing today? After the last thing that they said to me was, I'm not a robot, you jerk.
Well, yeah, they're still looking for love in all the wrong places.
They're desperate.
No, Jeremy, they're robots.
They're not robots. Well,
they're on Tinder and shit.
These are modern women. So they sent you a follow-up message and three other guys a follow-up message.
Yes.
I want to tell you guys the last interaction that I had, which I thought was absolutely hilarious. So I get on one of the apps, I get a message and they say, hey, how are you today? And I said, I'm doing well. Hopefully this person is not a robot is what I'm thinking. And they say, oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Where are you from? And I was like, Florida. you know, be vague about it. Don't want to, you know, get into it too. I don't know this person. And they're like, hey, do you have a nice dick? Just right off the bat. And I was like, definitely not a robot. Okay, so how do I respond to this? So I said...
With a dick pic.
Nope. I said, I think it's nice. It gets a little grumpy sometimes.
That's awesome. That's great.
That makes me happy on the inside that you said that.
What a great line.
Yeah, also, it does not help pick up women.
So then the person's like, and by the way, there's no photo.
Do you imagine the dirty talk in that scenario? It's like, Jesus. Give me that grumpy dick.
Yeah.
Is it grumpy today? I like it when it's real grumpy.
Yeah. So this is... So there was a... You know, there was some ego boost. So she was like, I assume it was a she. Again, it was the silhouette of a woman, like one of those standard, you know, like Twitter egg backgrounds. And she's like, ha, 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 how big?
See, and that's where it's fun to go on the internet and Google micro penises and actually send her a picture just because it's funny. Not because of anything else. Like, my Google search engine is the most disgusting place anybody could ever venture because of stuff like that.
Oh, my God.
It's just funny.
You send her the micro dick and then a picture of you smiling, throwing up a peace sign?
Yes.
Because confidence.
Yeah.
Because confidence is key.
Oh, absolutely.
I remember AOL AIM?
Yes.
AIM Messenger?
Chat rooms were phenomenal.
The first time I was ever asked for a dick pic, I was like 13 or 14. And I went onto the internet and I found the biggest, blackest dick that I could find. And I sent her this fucking... And then my profile picture is just me with like my thumbs up like, hey.
That kind of stuff, like, number one, sometimes it works. Again, 60% of the time it works every time.
Funny, but it's funny.
Yeah.
And most funny women works. Like funny. And then, honestly, even if she believes that it's yours... The expectations are low.
Yeah. So this is how it ends. I just tell her, I have nothing to lose. And you know what? I'm like, you know what? I don't know what I'm getting into in the dating pool. I was honest with her. So I gave her the honest answer. And the response was, oh, that's good. And I was like, oh, nice. And then after that, it was, yeah, I'm just looking for like a nice straight guy's dick to suck. And I was like, this is a man.
It's 2023, Mike.
This is a man.
It could have still been a woman.
I guess.
Doing a lot of crazy stuff with science right now.
Maybe she's had a really bad stroke-a-loke at the bar lately and keeps running into gay men who allow her, because of her looks, to still suck their dick because she looks like a man.
Well, let's also not forget, just because, so as men, we're raised and we have this idea of like protect the lady. We have this whole idea about women, but the truth is, there are women out there that just want to suck your dick. Mm. They do exist.
Yes.
They just
don't want to watch Rick and Morty.
No.
They want to just suck your dick.
They just want to suck a dick. It's been so long since they fucked anybody. They want to suck your dick. So they're just, some of them are blatant and just out there with it.
Yeah.
Like, hey, let me come over and but I'll they, do this thing.
We also live in a society where that's like, if they don't do that, they won't get anything else.
Yeah.
Like afterwards. There's nothing afterwards. So that some of them have just gotten emboldened with the fact that they can say that.
So Trent, are we going to get the number today?
What number?
Are we going to get the number? Ballpark?
Do you have the number? Because the number is a difficult thing.
It is a very difficult thing.
The number is a difficult thing. I will be honest with you. Because
it's difficult to share?
Well, let me ask you something.
No, Trent. It's more difficult to like actually keep track of.
Mm.
So basically what happens in a life of a whore is that the days blur together.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of night after night, weekend after weekend. You're on the hunt.
Mm.
And then later, 6 years later, you're taking a shower and you go, oh, yeah, that one chick.
Monica.
Yeah. Oh.
I liked her. That was a good night. I agree with him.
Yeah. Just a little bit of Monica.
Yeah. And I
prefer Yolande.
It is difficult in that regard, though, because like you'll be like drinking with buddies and talking about stuff. And all of a sudden you're like, oh, crap, I did that redhead at the bar that night.
Yeah.
I forgot about her.
Yeah.
In the parking lot.
Yeah. You know, your buddy Jeremy reminds you of it because you completely forgot about it. Her name was Brittany, but we won't talk about that.
That is a great story that you told us about the parking lot.
Yeah, tell that story.
So it was right after a bad relationship ended.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't call it bad, but a relationship ended, and I was on my bender of the couple of years.
Of course.
And met this girl through a mutual friend. Started hanging out a little bit.
That's the best. Isn't that the best and easiest scenario?
The mutual friend worked at a bar. So we kind of congregated in the same vicinity of each other because my best friend worked at that bar at the time. So like they both worked there, and then I would come there to hang out with him and drink for cheap, and then she would come there to see her friend. So we kind of met a little bit that way, and then next thing you know, I have her on the hood of her car in the parking lot. And I happen to know the owner of the bar, so they texted me the next day asking me what I was doing there late because they caught me on camera in the parking lot. No details in the video. You can't really tell, but you can tell happening.
You can see the motion of the ocean.
Yeah, you could pick up
pretty
on
sure
what's
that's
happening.
Trent's hat.
Yes.
I mean, you could definitely put the song Staying Alive in the background, and it would keep a tempo.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you played the intro, maybe. At best.
He's either giving her CPR or he's giving her the D.
Yes. So that was a very interesting.
I love that because I do. There's a special place in my heart for bar sluts.
Yes.
Because... unfortunately, I got to be honest with this. I love my wife,
yes.
Right? I love my wife. We've technically been together for 7 years, but really we've been together for like 3 years. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Going to the bar and partying with your boys, and there's just bar... God bless them.
Yes.
Because they're just there to suck it. They want you to fuck them on a hood of their car.
They've been around since the beginning of time.
The first time you're pulled into a fucking men's bathroom and a woman is sucking your dick in a men's bathroom of a fucking bar. You're
never
like,
experienced that.
Well, this is happening.
You need to live now. A little.
Apparently.
But that being outside the bar at a car, I actually experienced this. It wasn't me who laid this lady against the hood. It was one of my roofing buddies. So we're at this bar, and there's these two older women. I wanted to call them MILFs, but that's too generous. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Just elderly.
They have the Botox. They have the thing.
They were trying.
They're both 300 pounds.
Oh.
But they have all the makeup and the fake boobs and the money and the car
the
and all this stuff.
The attempt was there. They were trying to do themselves justice.
They knew what they came out for a reason.
Yeah.
They came out to suck a young man's dick. That's what they
were like, I want 21 to 25. That's it.
And I'm on a mission.
We're a bunch of young drunk. We work 16
roofers.
Hours a day, fucking in the sun. It's bad. So my buddy is just shithoused, right? He's drunk. And these two girls are like, let's get a hotel room. I want five guys to fuck me at the same time.
Oh my
There's
God.
Five of us. So obviously she picked the number for a reason. She just wanted, they wanted a train ran on all of them, and they just kept talking about it all night. And then I'm the guy who shows up and I'm like, what's up, you fat, stupid whore? And they're like, oh, and they'll make a little face and all the guys laugh. You know, it's like, oh, what's up, Botox bitch? You're
here
to suck a fucking dick or what? And they want the hotel room. And he's just, my buddy's mesmerized by this opportunity because that's what happens to dudes. You could be with the hottest chick on the planet, but you go to the bar and this fucking gargoyle comes out of the bathroom, is like, I'll suck your dick in the bathroom right now. You're like, I guess she's sucking my dick now.
I've never, that's not me.
Well, you
that
just
is,
haven't.
That is
you,
the opposite of my.
You haven't been thrown into these situations.
Yes.
If that happened to me, while I was married, if that happened to me, even if she was hot as fuck and was like, I'm going to suck your dick in the bathroom, I'd be like, bathrooms are gross for that.
Do you know what's on the floor?
And that segues into what me and Jeremy were also saying about lowering standards and morals.
So what I used to say when I was younger is, they want the dick, and who am I?
To deny them their dream.
She wants to suck my dick so bad, and I'm not a bad guy. I don't want to hurt her feelings, so she's going to suck my dick in the bathroom. At this establishment,
and again,
that's all she wants,
and again,
that's fine.
And I'm the guy
who
never
see her. Well, you will see
but
her
still,
again if you go
even,
back to the same
yes.
bar.
Even if I was into it, I'd be like, no, it's gross down there right now. I haven't showered,
but that's not your problem. Your mouth doesn't go down there,
right. Of course not.
No, she's
like
the dirty
if I'm
slut.
With if I'm with a woman that I care about, I absolutely not. Like if we can go to the bar. I'm going home and showering before anything happens.
Yeah.
So like if I'm in a like that type of relationship with someone, like no.
So,
but if I'm drunk at a bar and single, and there's just this random girl who's into it,
and then you guys go to your car, and then she vomits all over your dick.
Yeah, that's happened also. That's another bar story.
And then you wipe your dick off, and you go back in and order another beer.
I have to go home.
I have a buddy. He's a gangbanger, and he experienced a slut at a bar. Why am I a strip club?
Okay.
And he gave her some fucking nose powder, and she started going down on him, and she threw up. And he was like, "Jeremy, it's like everything I had not to just fuck her shit up." He reared back his, the second she puked on his dick, he reared back his hand.
Oh my
to just
God.
Like knock her out. He's like, "How disrespectful! you dumb bitch! Why would you do that?"
I was very like we were out at a like tiki bar setting, and then just hanging out, having good times, and it was right before we were leaving to go to another bar, and then
the transition
all over my lap. Like every bit of beer she drank that night ended up right on my lap in my truck. Like I'm in my pickup truck with just vomit all over me.
It's beer, little bits of fucking loaded trash can nachos.
Yeah, basically.
And I'm mozzarella like, sticks.
I can't do anything with this. Like it's in my shorts. It's in my boxers. Like I just have to drive home like this. And then when I get home, I have to like do that hop thing.
Are you single at the time?
Oh, yeah. Because you're holding right. the soup. As much. Like, you're trying to contain the soup.
I was wondering the getting home part. Like, no, like shit, no. I got a fucking lap full of vomit. No. I got to go home to my wife.
No, I was single. And like I knew her and it wasn't like our first time or anything like that. But I was just so upset with the fact that, number one, it happened. Number two, the fact that I'm driving home, and it's like a 20-minute drive home.
Wait, you're driving home and you're Googling, what does stomach acid do to the head of a dick?
Basically. And, like, she's in the truck with me because I drove her there. So, like, yeah. I can't even just, like, walk away from the situation.
And her thoughts on, she probably felt very bad.
Oh, she felt miserable the whole way home. Did. And she's hammered.
She's
so,
like, oh, well, now I owe 3 blowjobs.
Yes. Yeah.
No, she's like, fuck, I fucked that one up. Now I got to suck his dick 3 more times.
Oh, I threw up on your dick.
Basically, that's essentially how.
Am I still hot?
You know, Trit and I used to work together, and there's furniture in the establishment that we work at that he may has christened.
The video evidence was known about at the establishment that we work at, and word got out.
So, you videotaped it?
Yes. And then. People found out about it, and people saw the video.
Oh, no.
And then I have not lived that down. And
so
that
you're on Pornhub somewhere.
Possibly.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that was
what is it? Rule 32 or Rule 34, that if it exists on the internet, there's porn of it?
Well, yeah. I think Rule 34, through my research.
my extensive research.
Is that if anything exists, there's a porn version of it. So, like, somewhere out there, there's a candle right here, a Yankee candle.
Someone's going to fuck the shit out of that candle.
There's a Yankee candle with a dick fucking an ashtray on the internet. I guarantee. Google it.
There has
no,
to be.
It's, absolutely it not.
Google it.
I'm right not. Go,
Google,
no.
your Google one, what is it? One man, one jar?
Yeah, do that one. When he put the thing and it breaks.
The jar breaks in his ass.
He shoves this glass mason jar thing in his butt.
Oh, God.
And then the internet says he didn't do it intentionally, but I think he squeezed.
Dude, I've dropped mason jars and they don't break. Like, well, I don't know how you break a mason jar on accident.
And because of
Kegels.
You have to.
But Kegels.
Because of research reasons, I noticed that he had scars already in that area.
It's happened before.
It's a thing that he knew.
Yeah, I think it's his. I think it's a thing. Like, maybe like webcam guy.
You know, I made $3,000 breaking that jar on my asshole.
I can't imagine putting what he put up there in the first place. So for it to break, God.
The cuts. I got a scar on my hand. I got just annihilated with a big chunk of glass and just went, thunk. And I immediately looked at it. I was breaking open a car window. But anyway, I smashed the window and it exploded outwards. And it fucking, this chunk of glass was in my hand. And anyone's knee-jerk reaction, I just went, oh, no, you don't belong there. And I pulled it out and it just went, it just started squirting all over the place. So now I'm in a Walmart parking lot surrounded in glass, bleeding everywhere.
Oh, no.
Talk about leaving evidence at the scene of the crime.
I walked into the Walmart and I was like, there's glass everywhere. And
I have a boo-boo.
Should I clean it up? Someone should probably cone it off. You drive your car over glass. Just bleeding out of a bloody rag. It was a bandana. It was my bandana. I took my bandana off and wrapped it. It's just dripping blood.
Oh, wow.
Parking lot. Could you imagine pulling glass out of your asshole?
I don't even want to think about it.
Because, I mean, it's, at that point, it's like once that gap is now being cleared by your asshole, right?
Slam shut.
Yeah, it slams shut, yes. And you have to open it back up again to get back in there. So again, you in get another, defense, though, you get like, another jar. It's a rescue there, jar.
Your hand is really not that big of a deal.
Yeah,
that reminds me of a story. I was working at Publix in Cocoa Beach, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds disgusting.
There was a guy who, an old man, who worked in the bakery. And he made all the bread for the subs, and he would decorate the cakes and stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Well, this guy was a little, you know, he's a little bit on the, he was dabbling. He was going around. He was touching wieners. You know what I mean?
Okay.
He was that type of guy. We all knew it.
Yeah.
But no one talked about it. We just all,
you just
like,
know.
I'm pretty sure, because you would go over to the baker, and he's like, hey, Jeremy, what's up? And he'd put his hand on your shoulder.
Well, you got to think back then, like, it wasn't so such an okay thing to be so open about.
No, he could have totally been like, I'm gay, and it's like, most oh, it's people. Cool. But instead, we all thought he was gay, and he would touch your face while he talked to you. So that's the weird part. He could have just been gay, and we would have been fine. But he was like,
hey, Jeremy.
Hey.
Boop.
He literally, he would. He'd do that stuff like
so how many times do you think you went home and masturbated to the booping of your nose?
Oh, dude, I was a young, hot 17-year-old kid.
Dear diary, I got to boop Jammy's nose again today.
So one of
I'm going to explore that with my body.
One of my responsibilities at Publix was I had, as a bag boy, I had to get the carts and clean the bathrooms. The public bathrooms for everyone and the employee bathrooms in the back. So one time I'm cleaning the men's restroom. And this guy from the bakery comes in and he goes into the stall. And I'm like sweeping and I'm like, fuck, I hate it when people show up and I'm cleaning the bathroom. Fuck, god damn it. So he goes to take a shit and there's no noise except for the matter hitting the water. So he just sat down and all of a sudden you just heard plop. Like if there was no resistance, there was no fart noise, there was nothing. It was just like it just all came out in this flood and I was like, definitely gay.
But was it the guy from the bakery?
It was. I was sweeping and he walked in and he looked at me and was like, hey, Jeremy. And he went into the stall. And I was like, oh, shit. And then I heard the vacant, the vastness of the hole, the lack of resistance.
So you just heard the meteor come out of the black hole.
He killed the dinosaurs in the toilet, Trip. he started an ice age in there, dude. I had to get out.
I had a funny, this is kind of not on topic with anything, just a really funny thing that happened to me this week. So I went over to this guy's house and I was like, hey, I'm here to do your service that I'm supposed to be doing. And he was an elderly man, super old, probably 93, if I had to guess. And he walks out and he goes, yeah, over there, what was that? It's not, you know, to masturbate. And then I don't know how to, as the man, he was trying to describe the drip line system that waters his plants in the front shrub bed.
With masturbate?
And the word masturbate fumbled out of his mouth while he was trying to describe it. Didn't miss a beat, kept on talking, and it just not working.
I love this guy.
I don't know how
this guy's great.
It spoke, but could you check on masturbate and then check on what's going on over here? I'll take a look at your drip
line. Fix his irrigation and give him a show. What's the big deal?
At the end of it, he comes out, you want to fuck my wife?
Sir, I have a big tip for you if you just come inside the house for a minute.
If you got a little tip for my wife, I got a big tip for you.
I really wish I could do the Family Guy. The old guy from Family Guy's creepy voice right
I
now.
I have a buddy that does it so good. He's a
That's what that guy reminds me of.
He's a foreman now. He'll just come up like the new guy. The new guy will be sitting there trying to do like, oh, I'm impressing the boss. I'm learning how to do this task. And he'll just come up over his shoulder and be like, I see you, boy. And he just does the voice so with the whistle boy. And everything.
I can't do the whistle.
That's where I lose it, too.
Yeah. Like,
I see you sitting there, you squatting, your legs must be strong. And he just walks away. The dude's like, ugh.
And they're new, so they have no idea how to react
And
to
it's
it.
Also roofing, so they're probably a felon or a junkie.
Yes, absolutely.
Jeremy, you stop what you're saying. It's time for Dungeon Studios.
Oh. What's up?
Dungeon Studios. Makers, fine makers of everything 5th edition Dungeons and Dragons. They make modules. You can go to their website, dungeonstudios.co, and take a look at those modules. They have a whole list of modules on there that you can purchase and use for your campaign. And then also the ones that they just finished with their recent Kickstarter is going to be on there soon.
So play it.
Their stories are actually fucking amazing.
They're really good.
They're
great. I actually got to sit in for a rehearsal.
Yeah.
Of something, and all those people are very cool.
The Dungeon Studios is their finger in a lot of pies. They have a podcast coming out called Fables from the Forgotten, and somebody that you may know is going to be on there.
I like putting my finger in pies.
Is it a cherry pie?
You're damn right. Damn right it is.
And then Eugene Levy shames you.
Ain't no shame in this cherry pie game.
Dungeon Studios! Check them out. So, Tripp, you're not a fan of the dating apps.
No.
Now, did you ever have a successful run using those? Was there a time? Before they've evolved.
First came
That's
out,
what I'm saying, yeah.
You could find women and meet people.
Yeah.
And, like, go out on actual dates with them, and not necessarily like, you know, a fancy dinner or something like, but you can meet up for drinks and stuff like that. So I feel like in the beginning of Tinder, it was a successful app.
Yeah.
But now it's just turned into, hey, do you like me? Oh, here's my OnlyFans. Hey, do you like me? Oh, well, I charge this much. Or like, it's just evolved into something that is like, I'm not on it right now. I don't need to be, but
yeah,
it,
you more successful in the wild?
Through history, yes.
Yeah.
History has proven that the wild is the best place to be.
So I went out last night. Okay. I went to a bar, and in the back of my head, I'm like, you know what? If there's a girl there, I'm just going to talk to her and see what happens.
Yeah.
You know, if I, you know, think she's a, you know, attractive and stuff.
That was step one that was wrong.
Oh, see, I'm already failing. Went there. There was no women. It was all old men. And so I played darts and pool with my buddy.
you went to, I'm going to assume, poolies.
Nope. Mm. Just one more.
Not the Broken Spoke or whatever it is.
No, Just Barrel. One More is the name of the bar.
Oh, Just One More.
Yeah, okay. It's on the corner of Apollo and Sarno. By the McDonald's.
Mistake number one. You're trying to find women at a pool hall that has darts.
It's not a pool hall. There was two dart boards and two pool tables, and they were 75 cents each.
There's problem number 17,000. Everything is 75 cents each. Like, we used to go when
even the ladies.
If you're lucky. like, when I was bar hopping a lot, we went to this place called No Name, and it's a rinky-dink little pool hall
in
my town, and you didn't go there. Like, you didn't go there to pick up people. You just went there to go there, have a couple of drinks with your boys, and play some pool and maybe some darts.
Right.
And like, they had live music. But
I heard something I wanted to comment on. You said you paid how much to play?
It was 75 cents a game.
All right, you're at the wrong bar.
That's what.
that's kind of where this is evolving into.
Yeah, the pool is free. People aren't there to fucking pay 70.
Yeah.
If a bar is charging 75 cents to play pool, then it's not a very good bar.
Yeah. No Name was a dollar. So that tells you everything. But you go down the street to the other bars, and most of them are free.
Yeah.
And like,
people are there to hook up and drink.
Yes. Yeah. That's not the bar that I went to.
That's your problem.
You're right.
Young, naive groups of like 20-somethings are like, let's go to a bar because they saw it in a TV show. So they think they should go to the bar and hang out, but that's not what the bar is.
Like, no offense, I'm not trying to, like...
Bartender was hot as fuck, though.
They always are.
Yeah, because there's a bunch of 80-year-old men that tip them fat.
That's exactly what I was observing.
Yes.
She spent all of her time talking to the old people, yes, and I was like, I'm your age.
She squeezed their boobs together
and
shows this 80-year-old man who pulled up in a Corvette that his wife is 80 years old also and doesn't want anything to do with him, and he comes and stares at this beautiful woman all night. And he just forks out all the money he's got.
And she listens.
Yeah.
She doesn't go, well, maybe you should have taken out the trash.
Yeah.
Maybe you should have invested in Microsoft.
Yeah. No, she goes, oh, I'm so sorry to hear that, sweetheart. Your wife shouldn't treat you like that. I would never do that to my man.
Yeah.
And then he gets excited, and then he gives her $20.
Oh, if you were 20 years younger.
I lost my cigarette. It's lost forever in the void. No, I'm fine right now. But the point was, I went out. That's step. Yes. The step number one for me is to go out.
It is a good step.
So I did do that.
Are you trying to find like a? You're obviously you're not looking for a forever relationship right now.
I want
Jeremy. I'm always looking for a forever relationship.
I wanted Jeremy here for this. to see his opinion on my opinion of this.
Yeah.
I truly think you need what I refer to as a rut buster, which is you're in a rut right now. You just need someone.
Well, also, Mike, to be honest, we touched on this earlier. Your daughter had asked, she said, I'm going to get married one day or something. She had asked about marriage. And my advice was, don't get married too young, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm no longer the whore that I was, right? But this thing that you need to do, you didn't have a lot of experience with the wild.
Yeah.
With being in the wild. You found someone, you were young, you were together. There's a whole world that I'm picking up. Trent knows this world. There's this whole world of different personalities and people and how we are very animalistic as a species, man.
Right.
Like, you might need a fucking rut buster.
Yeah. It's a confidence boost. Not necessarily because she's the most attractive woman you've been with. Not necessarily because she's the best woman you've ever been with.
Yeah.
It's just you went out to a bar. You actually brought one home and you did it.
Right.
And that
rush.
Little confidence boost that you get from that and the rush you get it from it will propel you into better things.
The rush of, I mean, my downfall when it came to like cheating on multiple partners and stuff was I grew up a certain way. I wasn't like the cool, like, oh, I'm sucking Jeremy's dick at 14.
Yeah.
You know, I was a late bloomer. Mm-hmm. When it came, I started working hard. All of a sudden, women are like, hey, I'll suck your dick right now. And I'm like, what? You will? Like, yes, please. And, well, but you have to play that. Obviously, I'm not a giddy kid in a candy store when it's happening. You play it cool.
Right.
And you do the thing. And then you start realizing that there's a whole different type of women. There's lots of different types of people doing lots of different types of things out there.
Yeah.
And you might need that like rush of, I don't think you know what women are really like.
It's out possible
there in the wild.
It's possible.
Like, but no offense, how long were you with your wife?
Since 2010.
So you would have been
22.
22.
That's when y'all got together.
Yeah.
And you were in a relationship before that, weren't you?
No.
You were ready to to marry another woman.
My previous relationship, I would call that one having been a rut buster. She was not a very good person. She, she's the kind of person that got like Baker acted while we were dating.
Yeah, but you don't date rut busters.
Believe it or not,
I hear Baker acted. I go, what a great night.
She had a lot of stuff going on. In the end, being a terrible person, she ended up breaking up with me. I was with Jeremy that day. I was home on spring break, I think, or it was summer vacation.
Yes.
And him and I were going into an ABC. He wasn't old enough to drink, but I was. And we were just picking up some booze. And fucking she calls me. No, it was a text message. Yeah, she did it over text message. And she was like, yeah, we're going to break up. And I was just like, oh. Yeah, Jeremy, she just broke up with me. I was like, it was like the only relationship I've ever had where it like didn't affect me at all because I knew just like.
I just want to throw something out for my own gain. Mike, I've always been the same person. I'm pretty sure I looked at you and went, what a cunt.
Yes.
I've always been the same guy, even when it's a late bloomer.
But in that timeline, so you were old enough to drink, so that means you were 21 in the state of Florida.
Yeah.
And then you met your ex-wife at 22. So a year. In between there, not a lot of time to do the phase that me and Jeremy are talking about. So now you're having to try to insert yourself into that phase.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying give up on trying to find someone, but you need your rut busters.
You got to go out and say hi, and they're like, what's up? And you have to.
All right, ladies, you hear that? I'm ready to have my rut busted.
The thing that towards the end of my run that got me was I no longer want to sit at a bar and have a conversation about what your fucking sign is.
Yes.
When you were born, oh, my mom used to do this. Like, shut the fuck. I know no one cares. Shut the fuck. Are we going to fuck? Or what are we doing right now? But you need to work through those levels.
Yeah.
Because you
have to know whether they're a Taurus and don't like the way the sun is on this moon day or whatever the hell they say.
I love that.
Well, my rising sign actually is. All this
Venus
bullshit
is in retrograde.
But the benefit that I think Trit is talking on is like when you start those conversations, you feel like the center of attention. So the confidence comes up, right? The girls are looking at you. So now there's three of them. You're in a group of six people. And there's three girls, and you're like talking, and you can see you start understanding the fuck me eye thing.
Yes.
And you start going, all right, I'm talking to her. And then now you start singling out somebody. These methods, these, I don't know what to call them, skills. Are they skills? They're, it's,
It's definitely social, a skill in there.
There's social, it's not manipulation because you're just picking up on the cues and you learn these things when you go on a rut buster. I like that. Rut
you
buster.
Have
I like
to
that.
Fail. You will learn, I hate it because it is an old saying and everybody says that, you will learn more from your failures than your successes.
Yeah.
You want to come back to my place and watch Rick and Morty?
Yes.
And never touch my wiener?
Yes, even though she was more than able. So yes.
She didn't even know what that was.
She didn't.
No, she just was like, okay, I guess that's his way of letting
she
me do
she thought
it.
That was the name of your balls.
Yes. This is Rick. These are Morty's. But that develops more and more what he's talking about of picking up those social cues. So I'm not saying you have to go out and sleep with every woman you talk to every night.
So it should be like, look at my good grumpy dick.
Yes.
The grumpy dick is a great line.
Yes. It is thanks. A fantastic
continue,
line.
Trent. I like what you're but saying. Preach, brother.
You have to learn to pick up on all that those little subtleties of when they want you, when they don't. Because sometimes you'll go and you'll talk to, like, there's always that friend that you have that goes to a bar and they are just fixated on that woman. They're talking to them, and you can just see it. Like, once you've been around it, you can see it. The girl has zero interest. But he can't pick up on it because he's never been in that situation, and it is so terrible. And you're like, bro, just stop. Just give up. And they're like, no, dude, she loves me. And you're like, no, she doesn't even want you at all. Like, leave her alone.
Trent, when you're at the bar and you see your buddy pining over this whore, right? Just, she sucked every dick in the room.
Yes.
Like, you can see the other guys looking at her over their shoulder like, oh, that was last weekend. Oh.
Yes.
And your boy is just like, oh, she tells the greatest stories.
You go, you're fucking well, go-to.
She's
and I'm
so
not innocent of it. I was at that point at one point in time.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely done.
We're all men with feelings.
I feel terrible for those women that I did that to because I was like, they love me. They want this forever. And I'm just a drunk, belligerent idiot who can't tell that, no, she doesn't even want me to talk to her.
I was going to go on the other side. The way the guy is like, oh, she's so into me. And like, she will suck. At the end of the night, when everyone else goes away, she will eventually go to your boy.
Yes.
And but what I was going to ask you, have you been involved where you saw your boy pining over the bar slit all night, and then in the last 15 minutes, you went up and talked to her, and then you went and fucked her, and then your buddy's like, oh, I loved her.
Yes.
I loved her so much. She was so
and
funny.
One of my best friends is a bigger whore than I am.
Yeah.
And we used to just get enjoyment out of that. Cause like
we go, got him, we got
would,
her.
Yeah, we'd go to the bar and like we grew up in a small town, so like we knew everybody. And he'd just watch a guy that you went to high school with just drool over this girl, and like we would know that she's coming home with us.
Yeah,
and we haven't even talked to her yet.
Oh wow, really? That confidence was there.
But no, yeah, she knew too.
Yeah,
she knew the whole time she was going with them.
Yeah, like we would walk in she would see us, and that was it. Like she already had it in. Like she was going home with one of us. Didn't matter which one sometimes. Definitely Eskimo buddies. But at that point, like, there was nothing. Like, we didn't have to worry about it. We didn't need to go talk to her. We didn't need to go buy her drinks.
No, and you don't
let her get all her free drinks from this idiot over here.
Exactly.
Who has no idea what's happening.
You're not getting jealous about this chick walking around. She's doing her thing.
I don't care about her. And she knows that. Like,
and she's okay with it.
Yeah. She knows exactly what she is in our life.
The whole situation is a consensual thing because both people have the same thing on their brains. We don't want to get involved with anything right now. We just want to fuck. And that is a healthy thing. It's not an unhealthy thing to do.
If done properly.
What it is. What it is it's a tool.
Yes.
It's a tool. You experience this in life and it changes your whole outlook on how relationships work.
But it's also nice to have that back burner. I hate to call them that and refer to them, but if they know...
Oh, they have the same concepts for us.
Exactly.
I mean, it goes both ways.
You're not interested, this is just sex, that's all this will ever be, you always have their number.
Yeah.
So even if you go out and have a rough night, I could still text so-and-so, and everything will be fine.
And I've gotten messages...
I don't have it.
I've gotten messages from years later, like I'm already committed with who's now my wife, and I've gotten, hey, I just broke up with my boyfriend, what are you doing?
Absolutely.
Some girl I hooked up with 5 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And they're looking for that thing.
Yeah.
Like, hey, what's up? What are you doing?
Because they know what it's about. And that's all they're looking for at that moment in time. Because they're just out of a serious relationship. They don't really want anybody who's going to be attached to them.
Yeah.
And you have that person.
Right.
It's a great back pocket.
You can't walk into every room and imagine that every girl in there is like Princess Diana. Like,
oh,
the
no.
best. Like,
or you could go in there with the mindset of, I'm not, you know, I don't care. I'm going to take a random person home tonight. And you actually might meet someone interesting.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
The best relationships I've been in, or long-term partners, I would say, it's organic.
Yeah.
I don't mean for it to happen. We just happen to go to the same bar a couple times. We end up striking up a conversation. We like a couple things. Then we end up going on a couple dates or whatever happens. And, you know, it goes from there. But just because you meet them at a bar doesn't mean they're a bar slut.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But right. There's also bar sluts there.
Right. So I mean, there is definitely probably a higher majority of bar sluts than non-bar sluts.
Well, actually, would disagree.
The one girl who's there who's not a bar slut went with two of her friends who are bar sluts.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
A lot of girls, like I said earlier, they have this sitcom idea about the bar. They go, oh, the bar, we can drink, there's music, it's a fun place to hang out. But the reality of, like, there's locals to a bar.
Mm-hmm.
People go to a bar, and you have a bar slut or a couple bar sluts that you can see going from that table. They're talking to that guy. He's buying them drinks. Now she's over here talking to this guy.
Oh, you just wait your turn.
If you're there for if you're there for a few hours,
it's like a weird version of speed dating.
Isn't that why they call them bar flies?
Yeah.
Instead of bar sluts, they call them bar flies because like they buzz.
They buzz
from place to place. I think the majority of women in a bar, they're there because they're like, let's go out. We're going out for a fun thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's the bar slut does exist as well. And then you got girls who party so much that they end up becoming that.
Yeah, they don't even mean to. It just kind of happens.
Out. Yeah. All right. You guys ever been in a threesome?
Oh, yeah.
Really? No?
Yeah. Ruined both of them for myself.
It was potential?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What'd you do? Tell me. Because my story is, I'll tell mine first because it's great. It's good. It works out. Everything's great. It's more interesting to hear the failure.
So we'll do the upper and then the downer.
We'll start with the upper.
Right. Bring it up and then bring it down.
I was with a girl that she was dating a guy who was my friend.
Uh-huh.
And I was like another. If you've ever worked manual labor jobs, you come home, you're like, I'll never do this again. And you try to find a better life, it doesn't work out, and you go back to doing that menu, right?
Every day.
So I was like, I'll never roof again. And so now I'm just floating around with all the roofing money I have, right? And I was staying with them. It was abusive. And then I started fucking her, right? And so then we got together.
When he was still there?
Yeah.
Did he know about it?
Oh, yeah.
He was okay with it?
Absolutely not. So that relationship progressed, and then there was this girl that I knew from my past, one of those, what we were talking about, or they just hit you up. She had broken up with her boyfriend, and she wanted to come out and party, so we're partying. And then, dude, I'm not loyal to anybody at this point. I've already been cheated on once, and that's all it takes, right? Once it happens the first time, you're like, well, the love doesn't exist. Just, love's not real. I'll fuck everybody anytime they want, you know? And so this girl, I loved her, dude. Emo, goth, just, she had the best body. She was small, but with like big fat. She was gorgeous. Probably the most beautiful woman I ever hooked up with. And I love you, shout out. You probably know who you are. I told her to listen to the podcast. She knows who she is. So she had come over, gave me the fuck me eyes thing. And, you know, one thing leads to another. And we start hooking up. Her ex-boyfriend might have been in the other room, but we fucking hooked up, right? And then she knew I was in this relationship with this girl, but she knew that I would do whatever.
Yeah.
So she started showing up all the time.
Ah.
And then she was like, let's all throw a board game night. And then she wanted it to happen at my house, my apartment that I had with my girlfriend. And then just every night she'd come over and stay later and later. And then all of a sudden, I literally got so drunk one night. We were all playing board games. And I'm staring at her from across the fucking room, and she's just giving me the eyes, and one by one, everyone's leaving. And then I looked at my buddy, he was just holding on. He always wanted to hook up with her too, right? He's right next to me, and I was like, hey, you need to leave. And he was like, oh, what?
I very much thought that your threesome was going to be you and your buddy in the chair.
No,
that's
not
how it started. It was going.
And it was, it was that gracious. Awesome.
I'm actually very greedy and jealous when it comes to that shit. I don't like two guys doing a thing because I want to feel like a fucking king when I'm doing it.
Oh,
right?
Sure.
So we're giving each other the eyes. My girlfriend's already passed out in the other room, and everyone's leaving. I look at my buddy. I'm like, you need to fucking leave. He's like, are you serious, dude? Because he knew what was going on.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He knew it was about to happen. He's like, come on, dude. That's fucked up. Like, let's hang out. I'm like, you need to hang out by yourself at home.
In a secondary location.
Fuck the shit out of this fucking goth girl, dude. Like, and so he left, and me and her hooked up. And then the next morning, I woke up to go to work. So she was still there. My girlfriend was still passed out on the couch. And so they woke up. My girlfriend, that, you know what I mean? He's like, what are you doing in the room? Like, why are you still here? Yeah. I came home and they were both dressed in Catholic schoolgirl punk outfits. And they brought me into the room and they both fucked me for 3 days.
Well, now I'm depressed.
But it wasn't my girlfriend at the time would never have done anything like that.
But how did they both get matching clothes?
They literally went to the Mike, I came home and they had matching.
Wow.
The one girl, I don't want to, let's call her.
Brestiny.
No, yes, Brestiny. So Brestiny probably already had this outfit.
Uh-huh.
She took photo shoots. She did the blood in a bathtub, naked photo shoot. She was like a suicide girl type girl.
Uh-huh.
And she must have woke up that morning and been like, hey, let's go get matching outfits. Let's go get our hair done. Like she and then she would fall asleep with me. And she was trying to did the take your life thing. She was trying to be my girlfriend.
Yeah.
She inserted herself in, became friends with her, made her have threesomes with me, and then was like, eventually she'll go away and then it'll be me and Jeremy forever. That was happening. And you know what? I would have been down for that because she was great. I just had to go roof again because real jobs are hard.
Yeah.
Need money.
God damn it.
So great, great story, Jeremy. All right. Bring the room down, Trit.
It was high school girlfriend, and her best friend lived out of town, and they had been sending me pictures and stuff when she went to visit, and they're like, oh, well, when she comes to Florida, this will happen. And I was like, cool. I'm 17. I'm like, this is the best time of my life. This is going to be the best thing I could ever possibly do. And
you're so excited.
Yeah.
You're so pumped.
And then, we got in a little tiff, 2 months before she was supposed to come down.
Mm-hmm.
So I broke up with her to date someone else, which, mind you, she was phenomenal.
Yeah.
She was 4'10 and 90 pounds, but a gymnast.
Oh, wow.
So
she
like
was flexible.
Yes. And just she had a nice body and everything like that. And
probably naturally good at badminton.
Yes. And then her parents didn't care. So
she could count cards.
We could just lay in her room and smoke cigarettes.
She had magic tricks.
Made my dick disappear.
So my dumb ass, instead of waiting it out and just putting up with bullshit for a little bit to line up the perfect threesome, ended up breaking up with her to go with the other girl. And then me and the girl didn't work out because it just didn't work out.
She had a penis.
She was almost perfect enough for a penis, but no, it just didn't work out. And then before her friend came down, we ended up splitting apart and just naturally whatever. And then I was like, well, her friend's still coming down. Let me try to line this up. Still, I'm still I'm going to do this.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to make this happen.
Right.
And hung out with them, went to the beach, everything, chilling, trying to, I'm in my mind, the whole time in my mind, I'm going to make this happen. I'm going to make this happen.
Yeah.
And we get back to her house. She's like, all right, have a good day. Click, close the door.
And then you just hear him scissoring.
Yeah. And then the past, 18 years of depression. No, I'm just kidding. No, so that was the worst one. The other one was, it was just a couple of friends. And it just never, worked.
Just a group of dudes.
Yeah. it was two of my female friends, but one of them ended up getting a relationship, and it was that honeymoon phase where everybody's perfect. And
God, he's so funny and tells the best stories.
Organically, it never worked out.
Yeah.
It just never came to a fruition with that because when one wasn't in, one was, and then I ended up meeting my daughter's mom around that time.
Yeah.
And we got together for a couple of years. So it just never panned out that way.
Mm-hmm.
So that was unfortunate.
All right.
Have you ever been in a threesome, Mike?
No, God, not even close.
You've
not
ever jacked off with two hands? Technically.
Have you ever sat on your hand and then jacked off with a stranger?
No, I've never done that.
I don't know if it works.
I don't like
I just heard it in a movie.
I don't like the feeling of once the blood starts rushing back to the hand and then you get the pins and needles. It's just not worth it to me.
I like to make the bathroom really hot, like a sauna, like I'm about to pass out, and then jerk off violently. And that's what really does it.
We got BTK over here.
Mike, I sent you a message. There was something I wanted to talk about, but I didn't want to forget it.
Okay.
So I sent you a text to help me remind me of something I wanted to talk about. It was a dream I had.
Dragon clit.
Dragon clit. That's what it was. I had a dream. So I was going down on this girl that I met at a bar.
In a dream?
In the dream I had last night.
Yeah.
I was about to go down on her, but she was already working on herself, right? So she was already going. So I walk in opportunistic. And I'm like, oh, this is the scenario.
She was playing the DJ diddle?
She's doing it herself. She could probably use a little bit of company. You know?
Sure. So I walked a referee and, of sorts.
And when I first, dude, I looked over, and when I first looked, her clit was giant. like China. Like, it was a mini penis. It was a micro penis sized clit. And I was like, well, that's weird. But then in my mind, in the dream, this is in my dream.
Uh-huh.
I know when I'm dreaming. And so I'll be like, whoa, this is really crazy that this must mean what is going on. You know, I'm thinking about my dream while I'm watching the dream.
Uh-huh.
And I'm looking at him like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do with that. But theoretically, if I did, probably the most sensitive part is this part. I start thinking about how I'm going to please this large clit. I'm like, I'm going to handle this. And then she was like, no, wait, watch. And then, like, this, as I can only describe as a dragon tongue, which is why I called it the dragon clit, is it was like a three-pronged forked tongue thing came out of it, and it went like, and then I woke up. And, like, waved at me, and then I woke up. That was this morning. I woke up. I was like,
so it was like the egg, one of the xenomorph eggs hatching.
But no, so it came out, and it was just one thing.
So it was like Alien's mouth.
But no, it was the clit was there. I was over the shoulder. I was behind. The back was to me.
You were giving her a back massage?
No, and I walked up, and I was like, oh, she's raring herself up. She's ready to go. And I walked up, she's like, nom, 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 nom. Just rubbing it. And I was like, I looked over her shoulder and I was like, hey. And she was like, what's up? And then I looked down and I saw this. It was sticking up between her thing and she was like tickling it on the top. And I was like, well, that probably makes sense. That's probably where it's most sensitive. So that's why they would be doing that. But I was still like, I can't, what is that? What am I looking at? But I'm also ready for the mission too. So I'm like, how am I going to handle that? And then it came out. From the back, like where your little line is, where on your dick, on the bottom side,
yeah.
The head is,
yeah.
It came out from like that area of the clit, and it was like this tongue thing, and then it went and like spread out. It was like a fan with three support beams in it. You know, like a Chinese fan.
I can picture.
So it's like one of those feather. It's like one of those feather duster sea creatures that go in and out of a tube.
And it went. And it was like fleshy membrane between like a tongue.
Like,
and
then it was like a duck's foot?
And then it's like.
Yes, that's yeah, the best
like
way
a duck's foot.
It.
Exactly like a duck's foot. It opened up and went. Whack. And then it waved at me. It went. And then I woke up.
And then you woke up?
I woke up and I was only in a sheet and my pillow was on the ground next to me.
So fully erect.
I was just on the bed and I was like.
Fully erect.
I was like sweating. And I woke up. I was like, It was like 6:45. I was like, well, I guess I gotta get up. It's time to start the day.
At that point, there's no sleep. Why am I all sticky and wet in my nether regions?
And then I spent the next 2 hours looking for some really weird porn.
Do I have a thing now? I think I have a thing now.
I am now on the dark web.
All right, you guys ever do butt stuff?
What do you mean?
Okay,
I had a girl. Oh, I got to get stuck. Go ahead, Trent.
Like, the woman does it towards me or I do it towards the woman?
Anyone.
Not towards me.
Okay.
I've had it both ways.
towards the women, yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tell me, now, is this a prepared scenario? Meaning that I would have to imagine that there is like an enema cleanse prior. There's preparations.
You're so naive.
But but apparently it's more just like, once you're done, you have to deal with the shit part.
Shower.
Oh, I have a story.
Shower immediately.
Yeah.
Or do it. The best way to do it is in the shower.
If they have the right shower,
that's your best spot.
But then also, I mean, that's got to be heavily lubricated.
No.
Not as much as you would think.
Really?
No, oh. It just takes a little bit of patience.
I just
okay, so if you're looking to try to perform this for your first time, if that's kind of what I'm picking up on, is let them be in control of the speed of entrance.
You just jam it right in there, Mike. They don't like that.
I can't hear you.
I can tell you.
Don't jam it in there, dude. They don't like it.
I can tell you right now, that whole like slip thing has happened to me before.
Uh-huh.
And she bled and cried for 30 minutes. And as a young man, I felt absolutely terrible.
Oh, sure.
I was younger, and I did what wasn't the goal.
Well,
it also sounds like may have been one of the first times.
Yeah.
Trent, did you
yeah.
Okay. No, thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Jeremy. Oh, Slanja.
For that, if you're going to go that direction, I wouldn't do it with just a bar slut. Like,
no, I don't.
Especially not your first time.
No. And I got frustrated.
Do it, Mike.
I got frustrated because, okay, so when my wife separated from me, we banged for a couple of months after she moved out, you know.
Which makes sense.
Naturally.
Well, she's, you know, it just for her, it's sex.
Yeah.
For me, it is.
An emotional connection.
Yes.
Right.
So for her, she was getting fucked and she really enjoyed it because, shit, 10 plus years of marriage, you got the combination, right?
Yeah.
You got the combination down.
Trent. That's something that you also learn, being in that whore life.
Yeah. Shut
That's
it off.
Something that you learn.
It's an on-off switch.
So,
it's not, because when you first bang, it's emotion.
Yeah. Oh,
you
yeah.
love that person so much, and then you learn that it's can't
yeah,
be
that talked. Is something that I have to talk to my therapist. But we're doing it, and so I'm getting a little more reckless and spicy with things because I was like, I know that this is unsustainable, but we're doing it right now. I'm gonna enjoy it. So then we started doing from behind, and then my thumb finds its way.
They got out of missionary for the first time in 12 years.
I got a little spicy, turned her around.
We did it doggy style once.
Such a naughty boy.
That's so good. Oh my God, it's so funny. But anyway, no, so I turned her around and I started doing like the thumb.
I didn't even know that she could bend that way.
Putting the thumb in there, and she didn't say no. So I was like, I'm exploring your body.
Did you know you can bend them over the bed?
There's a thing called angles.
Yes, that one. So
this is really difficult for me because of who you're talking about.
Now, Jeremy,
she's a nice lady.
She's a very nice lady.
Yeah, but anyway, Jeremy, you've done butt stuff to your. You've had butt stuff done to you.
To myself? Is that what you're gonna say?
No, you've.
So once when I was 11, I shoved a candle up my ass. In the shower, I use hair conditioner as lube.
That sounds awfully specific, Jeremy. But no, you said that there was another half of your stuff, and I guess it was done to you as well.
Oh, I've definitely had a digit up there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. No,
I've never had it done, but I would imagine
right when you're about to come,
the prostate's right there.
Well, it's not right there. Takes a little bit of looking.
It's about a middle finger to the left.
Better put it on your Indiana Jones hat.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, I mean, it's like the other side of that is like the chick massages your gooch when you come, and that's like also
if
prostate.
She doesn't do that on the first date. Then
on the first date,
every single
go for the gooch.
Every single woman I've been with. Has massaged the gooch, has done the deep throat, and I was like knocking on the door. On that back door. Every single time. Massage the gooch, you better.
If they don't... Like, I haven't done the butt stuff, but like, if you don't involve other areas down there, there's no point.
Have you ever licked a butthole?
God, no.
You didn't ever licked your wife's butthole?
I never would do
nope.
that.
You've never licked a butthole?
That's where poop comes out, Jeremy.
Dude. Oh man, I'm not saying like you get off to the fact that your tongue is on. You're not like a turtle, like.
Jeremy,
you're not punching the fucking butt.
You don't tongue punch the fart box.
Yeah, you don't just shove it in there. That's
tongue
where
punch you don't the go fart in, box.
You don't go into the colon. You're talking about the outside when you're eating puss and you're just going down there. You've never just been like and licked everywhere. Really? Neither one of you.
Now, dude, in my defense, I've never had a woman that was into that.
Cunnilingus?
So
well, I'm from I'm
know where they want me to eat their ass or anything.
Oh, okay.
Well, so right. we're
now, they've made that very clear. Like, do not do that.
Right. Well, imagine that it doesn't exist, and don't look at it.
So we're from we're a little bit older, right? We're all in our 30s.
I had that. Don't look at it. Pretend it's not there.
Every time you're doing doggy style, you're looking right at it.
I know it's right there.
You don't tell me you're not looking.
69 is the worst position ever.
Unless the girl.
Oh yes. Yeah. Oh no.
Just
it
staring
is.
Straight into the.
I know.
Ground
it's.
Star
it's. It is.
Night.
It is an inch away from your eyes.
Oh, you guys must be doing it wrong because the guy's supposed to be on top.
It doesn't matter. It's right there.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's great.
If you want that angle, I am an expert.
You guys don't like butts?
I like butts.
You don't like the little where the butt meets the thigh and it has that little round?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the perfect.
Thick thighs save lives. Oh, that's God, my style.
It's beautiful. Isn't it beautiful? You gotta lower your standards, Mike.
Yeah. But in my experience with 69, it's just staring at a butthole most of the time.
Mm.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Well,
I can perform better in other positions, so I might as well go that way.
Well, we've had fun here today, guys. And I have a lot to think about. And I thank you, because I do think that a lot of the stuff that your guys is saying is going to be helpful in the long run. So I appreciate it, you hoary sluts.
You're
lick
welcome.
A butt, Mike.
Yeah.
Lick a butt.
I'm not going to lick a butt.
Put your finger in there.
We are MajizzyPod, MJSYPOD, on all the things. I've revamped our website. It's got links and clickable things and, hey, information about how we can steal your podcast. So the podcast we acquired today, again, The Good, the Bad, and the Horrible, just a bunch of horny chicks talking about life stuff and other things. And you should definitely check them out, you guys. There's a guy named Raylan. He's got a smooth voice. I actually like his voice a lot. It reminds me of Jesse Thorne from Maximum Fun. He's just got a great voice. But you guys, check him out. Good, Bad, and the Horrible with a W. It's spelled like a horny. It's a horny way to do it. And we appreciate you guys. We got a Patreon, MajizzyPod. Stuff going on there sometimes. Tritt's looking at me like, you need to put more shit on there, bitch.
Yeah. When?
Tritt, would you like to do a Patreon?
I'm down for a Patreon.
Do you want to be on a Patreon?
Ooh, do you guys want to hear about Tritt's mustache on Patreon?
Ooh. Mustache rides.
Yeah.
We can talk about mustaches.
We can talk about mustaches also.
Tip of the balls.
Hey, you guys, email us if you want us to steal your show. If you want to sponsor the show, email the show. Ujah, UHJYEAH at MajizzyPod, MJSYPOD.com.
Lydia can't breathe.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Thanks. You do pretty good at playing music and stuff. I don't know how to do that.
All that guitar diddling?
Yeah. I can't diddle like that. I can diddle I can diddle other things.
Jeremy's coming for your butts.
That movie's a classic, dude. I actually watched it for the first time.
Let's talk about it on the Patreon, guys. Let's give these guys a tease. So, yeah, well, we're coming for your buttholes, everyone. Thank you, MajizzyPod. I just thanked ourselves.
Thanks, us.
Jeremy, thank you.
We are fantastic.
Hey.
Tritt, thank you for joining us today. We very much appreciate it. Yes, you did. And I'm glad we did it on this episode, because I feel like we had a blast.
We're doing really good.
I mean, it would have been better on the Donkey Balls episode that I've been requesting since episode one.
Yeah, you're never going to get that.
That was an accident.
I mean, we have to, right? It's going to... You know what?
I could do some research.
Our 100th episode.
Okay. I'll hold you to it.
Anyway, we love you guys. Jeremy, Tritt. Oh, you've never seen what we actually do.
No, I have not.
Okay.
Now I get to experience what you guys do.
It's woogity, right. Woogity.
Yeah, so ready? All right, bye.
How do you spell balls in a calculator? Isn't that a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eight.
Four? No, it's not eight. It's nine.
We'll do that one.
What's it? A?
Four.
A?
9477.
Yeah.
No, it'd be 7749. And then you hold it upside down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, H. Four
we'll
is
do it on
H.
Our 700.
Four is a lowercase h, isn't it?
Maybe.
Yeah. Turn a four upside down. It's H.
So I'm not going to do it.
I don't have an old school calculator.
I know boobs. Yeah. I've never done balls on a calculator. Because
Well, if you do, let me know.
The A is a... There's no number.
You will like dragging your balls across
one.
One, two, absolutely. By the end of this.
Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. There's no A. There's no balls. You guys are making this shit up.
Well.